Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
That's a whole, he got a country behind him, a country.
Shane Mosley would be a hot fight.
Mexicans been dominating. We know Mexicans and black fighters has been dominating for years. And you always get your biggest fight when you match the two together.
Muchos querían que tú no tomaras esta pelea frente a Erislandy Lara del campamento tuyo. ¿Tú lo pelearías otra vez con él?
Cuando te enseña a pelear, te doy la revancha.
When you learn how to fight, they're not giving the rematch.
Now I want to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Who's beat me?
Nobody's beating you yet.
That's all I want to know.
So why pick a guy 2 weight classes
light? That's all I want to
know. Well, yeah, the guy's got feet. Like Pacquiao, you have to point the gun. If I got the height, I have to come here.
How relevant is that intro still? I got to ask you a question. Who's beating me? Matt, I got to ask you a question.
You?
Who's beating TBV?
Oh, no one.
Exactly. That's all I wanted to know. Shout out to everybody that joined us once again. We are back. It is the Boxing Voice. We're back with the rumor mill because we got a couple of rumors we got to discuss. You know, obviously, we're going to give you some facts. There are some quotes out there. And then we're going to piece together some things ourselves, give you a little theory. Let me head on out to the Golden State to get my co-hosts on here to discuss it. Let you know all the details to exactly why we're here to talk about Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder and this new alleged sit down between advisor Shelley Finkel and advisor for Anthony Joshua, Barry Hearn. Ooh, look at my boy. My boy is on point tonight.
Dolla DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
Boxingvoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. Now, when the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
Boxingvoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware of Ness saying I'm on it tonight. Ness, when am I not on it? Come on. Yeah, stop it. Just stop. Put some respect on my name, you know? But AJ, Wilder. I know we're going to get some hate for this show, Ness. I know we are.
Why?
Because I think we can safely assume that Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder is not happening next. And a lot of these quotes from Barry.
Why would they hate us for that?
Because the AJ protectors hate us for everything. Come on.
Oh. Come on. Matt, I think that's the first time you've gone on record calling them AJ protectors. That's it's over. A little bit of, diplomatic immunity that they were granting you. It's over now.
Hey, I'm an AJ fan. I'll admit that to the day I die.
So am I.
But, y'all, AJ protectors need to stop. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to get out of here. Barry Hearn coming to Sky Sports, basically saying that it's for sure not happening next. That it may happen in the summer. It may happen November, December. It may. It just depends on the financials. It depends what they're asking. Blah blah blah. It was a open dialogue, not a great meeting. You know, as Barry Hearn said. You know, so again, this is the best fight that can happen. This is the fight in the division. It's not going to happen next. And for everyone also shitting on maybe a Keith Thurman for not fighting Errol Spence next, all you people need to jump on AJ too, because that's the same logic.
And, it's not happening next. So the AJ protectors, you don't have to protect anymore. Like, you don't have to say things like, oh, build his profile. He, you know, fight this guy, fight that. Like, that's it. AJ is deeply into negotiations with Joseph Parker. I've seen some other headlines where Parker is saying, you know, tell AJ to just shut up and allow the negotiations to play out.
Vice versa. AJ telling Parker to shut up.
Okay, well, there you go. So it looks like that's the route that they're going. Safe route. What? What are you saying, Matt?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Safe route. What the fuck?
I didn't say that.
Listen, it's going to build up the story, right? The thing is Bob Arum going to have a play in this? And are they going to make this one in the United States to build the profile of AJ to make the next fight the actual super fight that we believe that it is? I'm just saying, you know, with Bob Arum having a piece in Joseph, I know you're already making faces and turning heads, Matt, but this is not only a video podcast. It's a, you know, audio podcast.
I put this way.
So you have to, like, let them know why.
Oh, I will.
It won't be possible. Like, Bob can't put together a decent deal. Well, Bob can't go to MGM, T-Mobile himself and say, I'm bringing Anthony Joshua versus Joseph Parker unification. First time you've had a heavyweight unification in I don't know how long.
I'll put this way.
Sounds like I think Bob can make this happen.
Bob can make almost anything happen. I'll give him that. However, Bob Arum has also been on record with us. This interview that dropped recently did say the fight makes sense in the UK. I mean, whoever's fighting Joshua, that has to be in the UK. I think not verbatim he said that, but I mean, I'm paraphrasing it. That's what he said. That the market value of an AJ fight in the UK is just too high to turn down. That he can't offer anything like that in the U.S. or maybe even New Zealand or Australia. That he can't just offer that. That the U.K. is offering so much more. And again, everyone, if you want to hear what Bob Arum said about that, go check out the interview with the Boxing Voice. I believe we posted it maybe a couple days ago, so go check that out.
Wow. I mean, it really is the Willy Wonka ticket, and, you know, Joseph has gotten it. You know, for Wilder, being last may work out in his favor, right? Like, being last, it would probably create more demand, and that could possibly raise the purses, right?
Absolutely. Like, we've been on record saying that this fight happening in the summer is completely reasonable.
I don't think it's happening in the summer, actually.
Oh, I don't either. I think it's going to happen maybe November,
2019.
December. 2019. Oh, you're really thinking 2019.
Well,
I don't see that. I mean,
if it does happen, I guess it's like you're saying late 2018, November, October, something like that. But I think that because the news is Joseph Parker and Anthony Joshua, March or April, that's basically the entire first quarter. That's basically giving Tyson Fury 7 months of training. I just don't know. Maybe. Right? What if Tyson is at a decent weight by April and needs a tune-up? And they let him do that, and AJ goes back to Dubai, and Tyson fights in June.
We know who Tyson's fighting next. Come on.
Who, Belu?
Yeah, we know that's happening.
But that's what I'm saying, Matt. If he fights Belu, who's signed to fucking Eddie Hearn, what do you think the blueprint is? It's obviously to have Anthony and Tyson go at it. And if they do, that fight is so big that the rematch is just as big. And everyone else is left in the cold. Believe me, the Tyson Fury Ace of Spade is still there that they can pull out if he can continue to lose weight. And at the very least, he is doing that. He is doing that.
Look, I'll put this way.
I didn't reference this show to Mayweather Pacquiao for no reason. Mayweather Pacquiao didn't take a year to make. It didn't take 2 years to make. And it's starting to feel like this isn't going to take 2 years to make either. I mean, let's be honest. Deontay Wilder started really calling out Anthony Joshua 2017. Like, he's been adamant now, like, very loud on TV, doing even Doritos commercials and saying his name. So, like, he wants them now. He's been saying it in the past that he want to unify, but now he's making his Clubber Lane stance.
Well, first off, he's got years of marination. We have to remember that. The fight that was originally supposed to be quote-unquote marinating and happen was Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder. Tyson Fury flew to fucking Alabama and got in the ring with Wilder to set that one up. And then we obviously know what happened with Tyson Fury. So it's not that Wilder hasn't been looking for...
AJ is what the Canadians call a unicorn. He came out of nowhere and took over. Because you're right. Look, this is what I say about boxing fans having fickle memory. I forgot that. He got in the ring.
That was big. That was huge.
Yo, I had the video of that because I was with the Wilder camp. He was right there, and it was just like I had great footage of it. And boom, you know, he jumped in the ring, and you know there was plenty of buildup. The pictures of that moment are epic because yes. both men are yelling at each other. And put, no one was really thinking, AJ, you're right. So credit to Matt. You see, he knows his stuff.
And also something from that, it's completely changed between those two. I mean, those two almost seem like friends now, to be honest. And I don't think it's disingenuous either. I think those two are actually being genuine to each other.
Well, it's more Tyson.
Have some sort of respect or mutual respect or appreciation for each other. They do. They absolutely do.
I agree that they have a mutual respect, but I think it's more Tyson that decided to be more level-headed about the relationship between the two.
Let me finish my point. Does that newfound relationship potentially cause Tyson Fury, if he wins a Tony Bellew fight, to let Wilder take that Joshua fight before him? Is that an option here?
I don't think so. No friendship is worth $20 million.
Does Tyson Fury think, look, I beat Tony Bellew, but I can get in better shape. I'll let these two guys fight each other, and I'll fight the winner, make a bunch of money.
I mean, it's possible.
And then I'll fight the loser and still make a bunch of money then as well.
No, listen, that does make sense. If you're Tyson and you want to get another fight, it makes sense. Why? Because he's always been vocal on his social media, on, you know, anywhere that he can, saying that he knows he can beat both of them. So to him, it doesn't matter which one.
And I also think that, Fury's come out recently and say, like, Wilder's improved drastically. Like, he's a lot better fighter. I think he knocks out Joshua early, you know. So I don't know really what the dynamic is there. But you're right. If Tyson Fury beats Tony Bellew, he is the wild card. He is the ace up everyone's sleeve. He can jump into any fight and take their spot.
I don't think he's a wild card or ace up anyone's sleeve. If he signs to fight Bellew, it's a wrap. That is the plan. That is the plan. There's no other fight bigger than Joshua Fury. There's no bigger fight. You definitely don't go to a Wilder when Fury is a bigger fight. It's a domestic fight, and he's a lighter puncher. It would be Lady Luck if that's how it worked out for Anthony, that he had Joseph, then, you know,
Tyson.
Fury fights Bellew, and then AJ gets a mandatory, not a mandatory defense, but because he's been fighting his mandatory, so he gets a voluntary versus Dillian Whyte, another domestic. Deontay Wilder's on the outside crying. He's truly Clubber Lane now. He's at all the rings, all the fights. And all he's doing is yelling, but he can't get in the circle. He's outside of the circle right now. And after Fury beats Bellew, Fury can punch on Big Baby Miller because he's not a big puncher. He's big, so he's going to tire out with Fury's dancing. And then it's a huge Anthony Joshua Tyson Fury in November. And Wilder's still mad and in the stands. But he'll get him in 2019. There will be no, you can't run after that. He'll be the last man waiting, and we'll have to see that fight. But economically, you have to go that route. You have to go that route. Like, what other route do you go if you're Eddie Hearn and Anthony Joshua?
Thinking that the names that he's going to fight before Wilder are Parker, and no order, Parker, White, Fury, and who? Who else?
Parker, then the rematch with White, then Fury in the end of the year. But it's all up to – that's only if you see Fury sign to fight Bellew or anybody first quarter, hell yeah, start thinking Joshua Fury. You just got to. There's too much money in that fight.
If Fury-Bellew happens first quarter, it's 100% going to be – if Fury wins, obviously going to happen this summer. That won't take
– No.
You don't think they're going to jump from Fury Bellew if
why?
Joshua?
Why?
Because you get why? Again, it's all about getting Fury at the right time.
No, yeah, yes, and it's still big. You got to make it big, and you know what? One fight isn't big. Fury coming off a 2-year layoff, one fight, it's maybe not big. Especially one fight with a cruiserweight heavyweight. No, man, no. I mean, look, I can't argue with you. I can't argue with you. That is something that's obviously possible. I'm saying no, I don't like it that way. I like the drawn out way. Give Tyson Bellew, then give him Big Baby, and then he gets AJ in the end of the year. And AJ gets Joseph in a rematch with Dillian, and he gets Fury at the end of the year.
Yo, you're sounding like an AJ protector right now, Ness.
Well, that's only if Fury's in the picture. If he's in the picture, it's a problem, bro, because he's...
No, you're right. You're right. There's the reality of the situation.
It's yeah, that's just the reality. You know, obviously, I want Wilder to go at Joshua now, but that's... If Fury's in the building, he's in the building, bro. And it's changing everything.
True. I have really no final points if you want to get to callers.
Are we doing callers? Exactly. The number is 1-425-569-5241. We want to get your opinion on this topic here. Shelly Finkel sat down with Barry Hearn, the daddy of Eddie Hearn. And they talked. Matt, you should give out some quotes before we get to callers. What exactly did Barry talk about?
Speaking about the meeting specifically, Barry Hearn said, I can't call them positive, but I can call them open as two friends would talk openly. The details will go down when Eddie sits down with Al Heyman because they are the two guys who actually call the shots. Shelly and I are advisors, and I think it's a fight that we both like to see. There's no reason why it can't be staged next summer. That was him being very optimistic. And then if you scroll down after all these paragraphs and paragraphs of quotes talking about the financial part, about how AJ is such a juggernaut, and that's why everyone wants to fight, and everyone's realistic about what they deserve. If Parker's people are serious about fighting AJ in March, April time, and I think they are, again, they're probably unrealistic, but I don't think they're too far away. Barry Hearn speaking on Joseph Parker and Anthony Joshua negotiations. That could obviously be for the WBO belt and Deontay Wilder. That fight has to happen at some stage. Is it the summer of 2018 or is it November, December 2018? I believe it would certainly be one of those dates. I believe for a particular moment in time, by the end of 2018, Anthony Joshua will have more belts around him than Father Christmas will have around his stomach. I mean, Barry Hearn is very confident it happens next year. You aren't, Ness. I'm a little more confident.
Not if you could get Fury into play. Barry Hearn is talking from a perspective of a 350-pound, 325-pound Fury.
That's 100%.
Fury drops low 200s next year or mid 200s because I remember him weighing 248 versus Chisora the first fight. I think Chisora, you should check that because I don't want to be wrong and they attack me. I think Chisora weighed 268 for that first fight. Chisora was fat and Fury was not in the best of shape himself. And yeah, so if he could get back down to that weight, and he beat a young Chisora. He gave Chisora his first loss. Could you believe that I watched that? As much as I hated UK boxing that many years ago, I watched that shit live. You know why though? I was deeply rooted in the interviews of Fury. He used to frequent so many podcasts years ago.
Yeah, he was definitely way more open at one point.
Yes. He would call in and he would go crazy on the shows, take them over. Dan, someone said Fury's 370. No way, man. I hope that's a lie.
Eddie's 24 stones right now. I don't know what that is in pounds.
I think that's 350, someone said the other day.
Yeah.
What is his weight for the Chisora fight, bro?
I can't find an article. I can find videos.
Find an article. You talk about BoxRec so much. That's all you got to do is go to BoxRec, sign in, and check the freaking fight. But you want to hate on the site. Where my guns at?
Every time.
What? I can't hear you. You got shot. What?
Are you done?
So, all right, so I'm going to go ahead to the sponsors while you find out that weight, right? Or should we wait because we were given facts? What are we doing here?
No, go to callers.
Go to the callers. And first, a word from our sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All right, we're going to the 910-358. 910-358. First time caller?
Hello.
Hello. First time caller, my friend.
Yes, it is. This is Willie Small calling. How are you?
I am good. Willie, where are you calling from?
I'm in North Carolina.
North Carolina. How's the weather out there, brother?
Yeah, well, it's 70 during the day, and it's like 35 at night.
Ooh. So it's damn, it drops slow out there.
Bipolar weather, but yeah, it drops slow, but we got nice days and cold nights right now.
So Willie, man, what's on your mind? I hope you're calling in based on this topic here.
Well, I got a lot on my mind. First thing I wanted to say is Tyson Fury. I want to speak about Tyson Fury.
Go for it.
I believe, and a lot of people believe, that Tyson Fury, the fight should be Tyson Fury and Wilder. It's an old beef. To me, I'm a Wilder fan. I like Wilder, but I have to be a diehard Tyson fan. I'm a gypsy, and Tyson represents our community. But Tyson and Wilder should have happened a long time ago. I believe that the fight should go the way it should go is Tyson and Wilder after Tyson beats Wilder, because Wilder is a unique fighter who is very powerful, very strong, but it has a very low skill set in boxing. Tyson will outbox him, and Tyson has the power to match Wilder, which Wilder hasn't seen yet. After Tyson defeats Wilder, then the fight should be Joshua and Tyson Fury for a total unification. Tyson's the real heavyweight champ. Everybody knows that. After Tyson beat Klitschko, he became the world heavyweight champ, the Ring Magazine champ, the ring title. But now that Tyson took a break because of politics, because boxing is so dirty, and very, very racist in the UK towards gypsies and travelers. Now that Tyson's coming back and he's going to be allowed to get a boxing license again, the fight should be Wilder and Tyson. I believe it'd be a bigger fight than most people think because it's an old beef and everybody wants to see Wilder get knocked out. It's plain and simple. The man's an animal. He's a beast. He has been hurt in fights before. He's recovered and he's won. But when Tyson steps in the ring with Wilder, he's stepping in the ring with somebody who can box, who's also a little bit awkward, but has the same power he has. So, I'm pro Tyson. Go Fury. That's how I feel.
Well, all right. Matt, you got the name down?
Yeah, Willie.
All right. Willie in North Carolina. Thanks for calling in, brother. We hope to hear from you again. Remember to subscribe here to the YouTube channel. And if you don't listen via YouTube, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes. All these episodes are there. You can check us out on Stitcher and catch us live on Stitcher and even tune in, iHeart, all that good stuff. So you guys can catch us while you're in the gym, your commute. Doesn't really matter where you're going. We're going to go back out to a repeat caller in J. Will. Let's see if we can get a connection with him this time around.
Yeah, what's up, fellas, man? Good topic, man. Good topic. I don't know what happened on the last call. Blog Talk was acting kind of funny. But I'm going to have to let my man Willie from North Carolina know, man, I'm the resident ass kicker for the Boxing Voice. If you talk that bullshit, I'm going to kick that ass. That whole Tyson Fury got the same amount of power as Deontay Wilder. No, he said more? I think he said more.
Yeah, he said same.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
He said same, to be fair. I think he said the same power, or he can match Wilder's power.
All right, get the fuck out of here either way. That's bullshit. Go to Box Rec. This dude ain't stopped. What the last person he stopped was fucking that Steve Cunningham? And that was a cruiserweight? Nah, man. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that, man. But back to the topic, though. Your man's Wilder versus Anthony Joshua, I wouldn't consider that Pacquiao Mayweather. The reason why is because they really haven't been like two like figureheads in the sport for a long enough time. I mean, they are real popular names, but if you compare like the excitement for let's say, Canelo and Triple G for the excitement to Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder, it's damn near the same. Manny Pacquiao versus Mayweather was some next level shit. So they just not there yet. Does the fight happen next year? Good question. There's not that much food out there for neither one of them to eat, man. That's real good meals. So I think they're gonna have to fight each other by the end of next year. One of them gonna have to take out Parker. After one of them take out Parker, which is probably Joshua, I mean, they can't keep fighting the Chisoras and the Dillian Whites. The public won't allow that. And Tyson Fury, man, I ain't trying to beat up on Willie like that in all seriousness, but Tyson Fury, man, it's rare that somebody comes back from a drug addiction, a hiatus of, what, going on 2 years now, or what, well, by the time he fights, going to be 3 years, and then looks really impressive. And we hope to see him under 300 pounds. So that's not really a hard measure we're setting for this guy. So I don't really see him getting back into the mix of everything on a high level by next year. I think he's going to need a couple of tune-up fights before it takes on the mix of Anthony Joshua or Deontay Wilder. And then, man, Willie was wild. And he said that it's a – well, they was picking on Fury because of his drug problem, which got him suspended, man. Come on, man. Let's just keep everything factual when we talk about this sport, man. And nobody has to get their ass kicked by Jay Will, man. That's my call.
Jay Will, thanks for calling in as always. I just want to say that I still believe the comeback of Tyson Fury, even though Jay Will states a great case. But 4 hours ago, Tyson Fury posted another workout video from his social media, Instagram, in the gym, doing, you know, well, pool cones. What do you call those? Pool sticks? What's the prop? It's pad work, but he's using everybody does it now, but it was not seen Richardson to kind of.
That's noodles.
The pool noodles.
Yeah, they're like pool noodles.
So he's doing pool noodles 4 hours ago. It's serious, bro. He's adding MT Global, which obviously is a management company, but also has a facility where these fighters like Billy Joe Saunders trains. Remember how fat Billy Joe Saunders was? Check out his social media. I believe on his Twitter, you can see a comparison photo from about a year ago when we all thought he was very overweight and he was running out there. And he really did look like a bigger version of Ricky Hatton after a couple of years laid off. But look at him now in the side-by-side. I mean, he called it Monday's motivation on a hashtag. So definitely check that out. Billy Joe Saunders is in camp getting ready for David Lemieux in a big fight for the 160-pound division. But I believe the comeback of Tyson Fury, I believe it's real. Hopefully he can get there. Let's go back out to these phone lines, unless you want to add something before I do that, Matt.
No, just all you AJ protectors, call in. Skype at Nestor Gibbs. If you think Wilder is not even a top five heavyweight, you're tripping. You're a hater. You're biased. Call the fuck in. Make an argument for that. Please. I dare you. Please call in.
Matt, are you subbing? Is Matt sub-tweeting, a.k.a. or sub-talking to the chat right now?
Yo, man, just call in. Just call in, please.
He is. Yes, he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop being a lame person in the chat. Call in. Call in.
Oh, I got the perfect soundbite for that. Wait, where is that? Rapper soundbites categories.
You are
the fact, Matt. Esco ass. Yo, where the hell is Cash Weezy? What a lame, bro.
He's
probably stuck in traffic. You know that New York traffic in his Range Rover.
Yeah, he said it was gonna get home by like 6:40. Anyway, let's head on out to Dirty Jersey.
King is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up. Let's make it sufficient. Everybody that's agreed with it.
EBV. Guys, what's up, man?
What up, Pawn Star?
Oh, man. I had a feeling y'all was going to roast me, man.
Nah, I ain't going to roast you. You can keep it moving. We ain't going to roast you. I just wanted to know. We know. We so you know we know. Now we all know.
Well, listen, I'm sure you guys that are training for Border Wars can attest to something about testosterone that keeps the ladies, you know, intrigued by what it is that we do as men, you know?
I hear you, bro.
So this is the new Mayweather-Pacquiao, and if in fact that's the case, it's still, a lot of us have said it's still some good fights in between. If we can get Parker Brown to shake out, Amir Mansour is fighting this weekend, right? I don't think anybody cares except me.
I think he fought
yesterday.
I think he fought yesterday in Russia.
Yo, don't tell me that's real. I follow him on Instagram. Oh, yeah. I ain't seen nothing like that. I don't think that's true.
Oh, I 100% saw a weigh-in.
What?
He fought in Russia on Monday night or Sunday night in the U.S. time zone, I guess. Wow. I don't know specifically. But he did fight, 100%. Look on BoxRec.
Cray.
That's the guy you can bring in and use him as a litmus test against somebody like Brazil. You know, like
Stop
Brazil.
He already fought Brazil.
Why do people bring up Amir Mansour for these?
Because they feel like he needs a shot, man. He went to jail. He was in feds for the 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is like some sort of WBC continental. Like, he won like two eliminated. Like, he needs his last shot, and he's 44. And it's like, damn, y'all going to give it to him when he's 47?
Oh, there's better fights out there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, listen, you know, maybe he needs to bark up the Fresno Kendo trees and the Shannon Brigg trees.
Yeah.
Maybe the Bermain Stavern comeback fight. If Bermain is making a comeback, if people still want to see that type of comeback.
Povetkin fight.
I like
I don't know why he wasn't in Russia fighting Povetkin.
Wait a minute. I like Andy Lee versus Amir Mansour. Not Andy Lee, Andy Ruiz, excuse me. Junior. Not the one that Roy Jones fought.
It's still a couple fights that you can throw cats in and create a bottom tier. I think the top of that bottom tier is Dillian White, to be honest with you. You got Joshua and Wilder at the top. Anybody that says otherwise is a Joshua protector. But then you kind of got that bottom tier, man, where you can put Dillian White at the top of the dunghill. You know, you don't even have to put him in there against nobody. Like, just Manuel Char just picked up a strap, right? No Manuel Char in there with Dillian White, you know, and mix it up a little bit. I would love to fight sooner, but, you know, if we have
to... Hell no, man. Bring Manuel Char to the U.S. Give him like a Brazil or a Big Baby or Andy Ruiz or Brian Jennings. Manuel Char had... I just had to see that weird-ass fight. Let him fight somebody we know.
Listen, I ain't going to hold up the show, man, but I think this fight, we have to expect it to be stretched out. Joshua, he's still doing them, you know, commercials from the top of buildings in Dubai. That means that fight ain't happening no time soon, man. That's my call. Great show as always, fellas. And first one here, last one to leave, man.
I mean, I agree with you, bro. They're going to stretch it, bro. It's the new Mayweather pack. You guys will see. Let me tell you, Matt, let's be honest here. Mm-hmm. Let's take Tyson out of the equation.
Okay.
Help me protect AJ.
So if I'm like Eddie Hearn right now, right? That's the question, right?
And remember, he's a superstar. He doesn't have to fight three times a year.
No, but twice a year. Come on.
How many times he fought this year?
Twice.
Really?
He fought Klitschko and Takam.
Holy shit.
Only fought twice this year, man. He's at that.
So he can do two next year. So he can totally do Joseph and Dillian White back home.
Yes.
Voluntary defense.
100%.
And we would be fuming, but 2019, that Wilder fight would be way bigger. And by then, let's be honest, by then, Deontay Wilder fought Luis Ortiz and Dominic Brazil. He'll fight Brazil in November.
Not a rematch. You can't do a rematch of Brazil. You can't do that. You have to find a fresh matchup.
Yo, what are you talking about? Wilder didn't fight Brazil?
Oh, I thought you meant Joshua. My bad.
No. Brazil's the new, like, it's either going to be Brazil or Dillian White, right? But Dillian White's going to opt out of the WBC rankings to take
You're forgetting Luis Ortiz.
No, no, he's first oh. quarter. He's first quarter. While Joshua's fighting Parker, Wilder's fighting Luis Ortiz.
Okay.
End of the year, you know, Wilder's either going to fight Brazil most likely because Dillian White's going to drop out of the rankings to fight the unification fight with Anthony Joshua back home in November.
Yeah, I can see that.
You don't really even need Fury to make this the new Mayweather-Pacquiao. And let's be honest, like, 170,000 people are going to bitch and moan. But the other 800 or 900,000 people are going to be happy that he fought Joseph for a unification. Then who's going to be mad that the pretty guy went back home to do a voluntary defense to give back to the people? Go for it.
For the people thinking that, oh, Wilder was offered Brazil for October 28th or whatever. He was supposed to fight Luis Ortiz. Like, what are we talking about here? I mean, do we want the best fights or the best fighting the best? What do we want here? I'm sorry. Like, these weird protectors and fans are just annoying. They are.
Went over my head. What are you saying? They want him to fight Brazil in October?
No. They're saying that he's already ducked Brazil. That's their argument. That he was already offered the fight, and he didn't take it, even though he took a harder matchup.
There's
people that say, like, oh, Wilder fought 39 bums. As like that's some excuse for why
he shouldn't fight AJ.
Yeah.
That's the number one reason why. It's like he hasn't fought anybody. Second reason is build your profile. Let's go back out to the phone lines.
By the way, you forgot that. Yo, first
of all, let me say, I don't pay showtime to see you all damn not even putting in a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next. What a great show. Thumbs up, donate. Hey, yo! What's happening, people?
What up?
Scragging B. So with this Wilder Dick riding train, nothing changed, huh?
I thought we were AJ Dick riding today. You don't think we were riding AJ's today?
Nah, man, never that.
Really?
Listen, when Wilder gonna take his 5% and go to fucking England and get his ass kicked?
5%? Get the fuck out of here. Stop being disrespectful, Georgie. Stop being ignorant, Georgie.
And then you're gonna take his 4% and go show up a fucking UK, bro.
No.
Fucking
white. Get out of here.
Yo, why they rolling from everybody, bitch?
25%. Mandatories get 25%. What are you talking about?
25?
Mandatories get 25%. Georgie, I'm going to mute you for a second. I'll bring you back on. Mandatories make 25%. And you think a unification should only make 5%? Get the fuck out of here, Georgie.
Bro, he's just being a pyro.
Come back, Georgie. Come back.
With all those fucking tomato cans, that dude cannot ask more than 5%. Anything more than that is just not even reasonable.
Who is Takum's best win?
He should fight for free.
Dylan White's best win at the time.
I'm talking about the UK guy.
Brazil's best win at the time. Who was Gerald? Who was all these guys' best win?
You really letting Georgie trigger you?
I'm not triggered. I just love this. This is fun.
And you guys such a fucking defenders, B. Stop defending the man.
We're Avengers.
We're
Avengers. We're not that cheap. We're not that cheap team, the defenders.
He's scared of the UK. He don't want that word. We know this.
He don't. He don't. He don't.
This is for the man. This is old.
It's old.
Mad old. That dream was mad old.
Bye, Georgie. Get the fuck out of here.
Is up anyway. Georgie Porgy.
We're going to South.
Yo, we got to get our own donkey of the day. Listen, we're influencers and we are influenced ourselves. I'm influenced by Charlemagne the God. Yo, what's up with Saucy Boy in Oakland? Why you got him all open like that?
Boom, he was coming on.
Yo, fam, he got to wait, B.
Like, you started talking. I wasn't expecting you to talk.
No, B, like now you cut me off. I don't even know what I said.
Charlemagne and donkey of the day.
Yo, really quick on the check-in. Check it out. I got some news right here. I'm going to be able to hook you guys up. Whatever. I'll have to find it later. But I don't know the proper pronunciation, and I don't want to mess it up. But the boxing trackers? Yeah. They're going to be hooking us up.
That'd be dope.
Can we discount? Put a little discount code for our listeners in case they want to purchase that and count the number of jabs. I mean, Matt really needs that for sure. Like,
yo, you've been eating donuts and bagels. Get the fuck out.
Fams, you don't even know what you're saying.
We're going to Saucy.
Saucy boy in Oakland. Saucy.
What's up with you?
Call me now.
What up, Saucy?
Yo, who the fuck is that guy that you called before me, yo? He's a car. Y'all need to just not let him come on the show anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's the resident troll. He's the resident troll, bro. Like, I'm sure all shows, like, have a troll caller. Like, that's him, you know?
I don't even think he's trolling. I think he's just legit, like, zooted as fuck every time he comes on the show. But either way, Tyson Fury is an interesting player in this whole situation. If I was Tyson, I'd sit back. I'd let Wilder and Joshua fight. Like Matt said, so he can get, see, he can fight the winner. And if he loses to one of them, he can also fight the loser and make a bunch of money. I'm a believer in the Tyson Fury coming back thing, but, you know, not too long ago, he was saying, my heart isn't in boxing, and I think he can beat a lot of these B-level guys, but I'm going to make a bold prediction here. I think when Tyson comes back, he's not going to be the same Tyson we saw before. That's how I feel. I still think he's going to get one of the fights. More likely the Joshua fight just because it's a huge UK fight. But I just don't think he's the same. I don't think so. In terms of Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, again, the fight can happen next year. It just all depends on what Tyson Fury does. It just depends. I mean, is it official that he's fighting Tony Belli?
No. But they've been heating things up on social media. Tony Belli accepted his offer. So, well, not his offer, but his call out, right? So we got to see if they're actually going to get into a negotiation room.
Yo, y'all remember that time Tyson Fury was on TV and he was calling Tony Bellew David Price's little gay lover and all that? It'll be a funny build-up if the fight actually happens. But I want to see the Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder fight next year. I don't know if it'll happen because of the Tyson Fury thing, but is it the new Mayweather-Pacquiao? I mean, the UK people may see it that way, but I mean, I saw an American. No, not really. I mean, this fight is going to have to get built up for another, like, 2 or 3 years, anywhere near that level.
Yeah, but, I mean, wait a minute. I think people are misunderstanding the title. The title is posing the question. Do you see this one dragging out as much as Mayweather-Pacquiao? Will this be the new Mayweather-Pacquiao in terms of negotiations? That took 5 years to make. This... Like I said, I mean, Wilder just started calling him out this year, right?
So he called him out the end of next year.
Is there still room for marination? Is my question is there still room for marination? Can this one still take us to that Mayweather-Pacquiao realm? And I believe that it can. I mean, I gave Anthony Joshua 2 fights for next year. Very easy. Joseph Parker unification. And then a Dillian White hometown fight. Who's going to complain that a champion continues to unify? That'll be 2 years that he made 2 consecutive unifications. You can't complain. You can't.
I'm not going to complain.
No one is. I'm telling you. Wilder is just going to have to be mad. He's going to have to, you know, fight Luis Ortiz and Dominic Brazil in the meantime. Saucy boy, thank you for the check-in. We're going out to the 313. 313-334, first time caller?
Yeah, yes I am.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. You hear that, and then say your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Reginald Peters from Detroit.
Reginald, what's going on, brother? What's on your mind? Man, it's got to be cold in the D right now, right?
man, we got some crazy weather here, man, but it's like 60 degrees today.
What?
And I really enjoyed you guys' show.
Man, you're doing good with 60 over there. It's like 28 over here.
Yes, I know. But I really enjoyed you guys' show, and I wish y'all very much awesome success, fellas. Keep grinding it out.
Thank you. Thank you. Correction, 47, just FYI. I don't know why my Apple Watch said 28. What the hell? Oh, that's the date.
Yes, but regarding the Joshua and Wilder fight, I think that the only way this fight be made unless the people in England pressure Joshua into a corner. Because he got a lot of outlets. He got Tyson Fury, then he got White, and he got Hearns. But if his countrymen push him to make the Wilder fight, I think that's the only reason it's going to happen this year. And they're not pushing him like we are pushing the fight to be made in America. Joshua's comfortable over there making $16 million a fight. But why fight American Godzilla if you can fight a bunch of bums, yeah, and get all that money? It makes great business sense not to fight Wilder. What you guys think about that?
Well, no, it does make – I mean, that's what I've been spewing. It definitely makes sense to avoid Wilder for all of 2018 and, you know, force that Mayweather-Pacquiao syndrome. Let's go out to a guy that once upon a time used to like to talk about the heavyweight division. If you build it, they will come, Matt. This was supposed to have been a 30-minute one, eh?
True.
Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga.
Going out to the fight doctor in Chicago. Fight doctor, what's going on, brother?
Fight doctor in the house on Rick James status, as always. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
So, the previous caller is on point. Anthony Joshua is a draw, is a big draw, is essentially the money man at heavyweight. You know, he can fill arenas, 80,000 people, if I'm not mistaken, in his previous fight. I don't know how many people he got in his previous fight, but he's selling out, you know, large arenas, and he's doing good pay-per-view numbers over in the UK. So, you know, Why fight Godzilla? I mean, yeah, it'll be a big money fight, but you have to look at it from his brain trust point of view. Why go and risk a loss? And actually, it's not a loss. It's not risking a loss. That's a loss, okay, because Joshua's going to get knocked out and probably his career ended if he fights Deontay Wilder. So why take that risk when you can keep knocking over, you know, horizontal heavyweight after horizontal heavyweight for good money? Okay, and then now you have Tyson Fury making some noise. All right, and at this point right now, I have to say that that's an easy fight for Joshua. Okay, the man, 400 pounds, okay, even if he has a tune-up. I mean, if you catch him after one tune-up, yeah, I don't like Joshua in that fight. Now, if you give Tyson Fury a couple of tune-up fights, and he looks good in that second tune-up fight, then I don't know. At that point, we have to, you know, do some different math. But as of right now, I'm liking Joshua in that fight, okay? So, yeah, if I'm Anthony Joshua, then, yeah, you know, I don't want to fight Deontay Wilder right now. I don't, okay? Why get knocked out? Why? Okay? Why get knocked out when you can make good money fighting nobody? So, you know, that's my point on that.
Yeah, but they're not really nobodies. I mean, some would argue that the guys that he's fighting are more legitimate than Wilder's best win, which some would still say is Bermaine Stiverne. And this is me just playing devil's advocate.
I have a question for you. What have you been smoking and when are you going to share some of that shit, okay? What are you talking about? Listen, let's look at Anthony Joshua's resume. If you remove Vladimir Klitschko, I can tell you who's on Anthony Joshua's resume. Bum, stiff, tomato can. Those are the names that are on Anthony Joshua's resume. If you remove Vladimir Klitschko. And Klitschko was coming off of a loss. Okay, so let's not get it twisted, okay?
Stop it. Fight, doctor. You're going to have to up your you need a boomerang in your life, man. You know you always get caught with your words in your mouth. You had your 3 minutes. That was one round. You ain't knocked Joshua out there, even though you tried, by saying that his resume is filled with, you know, I'm not even going to repeat the word, but, yeah. Matt's sound bites are horrible. Does he ever go back and listen to them?
It's yours. I definitely go back and listen to them. They sound great. You played one at the same time. Of course it's going to sound bad.
I didn't play anything right now.
You definitely play something right then and there. I heard something else. I heard a different soundbite.
Where I didn't play anything right now.
Okay. Stunting. Majid in Orlando.
Go to him. You gonna unmute him too? Because
yes, I'm gonna unmute him. God.
Shouting people's name out, you don't unmute.
Hey, what up, man?
What up?
I was doing like Matt was doing and just looking inside the y'all little comment box to see what the little trolls got to say and everything. And it's like at this point, I feel like yes, it's going to be just like the Mayweather versus Pacquiao thing, meaning we're going to have to wait a while before this shit happens. You know, I'm like, AJ, he sell out. He ain't been himself. These fans don't give a fuck who he fight. They just want to see him. You know, they want to see him, not people out. So no matter if he fight fucking Lucas Brown next, he's going to sell out, you know, and they're going to make their money regardless. So the way I see it, we just got to wait. We could keep talking in as fans, putting it on demand, and we'll be helping them in the long run as far as how much money they're going to make and how much it's worth. But as far as expecting it, you know, anytime soon, man, we just dreaming, yo. I didn't came to that conclusion and accepted it, but that's all I got, man.
Majid, thanks for calling in, brother. Matt, how's that ring to you?
It's really bad. Don't say that ever again. Please don't.
No, man. I don't know.
Like to me.
Listen.
That sounds like Eddie Hearn laughing his way to the bank.
I mean, you got to think about it, right? If we're going to compare it to Mayweather Pacquiao, I got to put you in the corner. Gun to your head.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Now it's cocked. Because you say the wrong thing, you're going to get shot. Gun to your head. Who's Mayweather? Who's Pacquiao in this scenario?
Come on, man. It's easy.
Call me now.
Wait, do you need to ask that? Obviously Mayweather.
Who?
AJ is obviously Mayweather. Wilder, I would say.
You think Wilder's Pacquiao?
Yes.
The man with no country. The man with no pay-per-view.
Let's be honest here. Pacquiao may have a country, but Mayweather has the market, so it doesn't matter.
Well, there was a time when the fight was hot. Pacquiao was the man.
Yes. No. Pacquiao was the guy that everyone thought would knock out Mayweather.
But he was his pay-per-view numbers. Wasn't it a time where they were at least...
They were on the same level as Mayweather, absolutely.
Never higher?
He never broke 2 million.
Well, no, of course not. But I'm just saying, like, a consistent 1 point something for like 3 fights in a row. No, that am I dreaming that?
You're right about that, but again,
no. Are you sure? Don't say you're right. You know how these guys are, because you know we're talking about AJ here and comparing and not comparing, bro. They'll get you.
But again, you're talking about his highest pay per view was maybe what 1.45, you know, with Oscar. Like Mayweather did 2.2, 2.4 million, and then the 4.4 with Pacquiao, then the 4.2 with McGregor, you know. But Mayweather definitely was far and away the bigger star. You're talking about a plus 100% increase in pay-per-view buys sometimes. That's huge. And on the low end, Pacquiao did far lower numbers than Mayweather ever did. Pacquiao has pay-per-view buys that were 150,000 pay-per-view buys, 200,000 pay-per-view buys. He has those. Mayweather doesn't. Mayweather's lowest was his first ever against Gotti. Not, yeah, Arturo Gotti, which was 350.
Wow, okay. Let's get to the ringer from Pittsburgh. Just got that on-demand show, the Pound for Pound show, which had some good legs, still moving. Definitely check that one out. That was a on-demand show courtesy of Pittsburgh.
Yo, what up? You hear me all right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Because last time I had these same headphones on, you bitch at me. All right.
You probably got your window closed.
Yeah, I do. I could kind of see this fight being like Floyd and Manny. But people thought Manny would beat Floyd. But during that 5 years, what else happened?
A lot.
Like what? What happened to Manny during that five-year build, that marination period?
A little bit of slippage. This question.
Got knocked out. A little bit of getting beat. A little bit of getting knocked the fuck out.
They questioned his drug usage. He was cheating during that 5 years. I mean, it's a lot. He made a movie. I mean, so much happened.
And that kind of shit could happen in this fight. I mean, this is the heavyweight division we're talking about here. You know, I mean, AJ, maybe even Wilder, maybe could catch a right hand next fight and get folded. And then that fight's nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Haven't caught.
And then we look ahead. Say again.
I said both guys have been caught.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, then you look ahead 3 years from now, you know, people still want this fight, and now they're saying it's been marinating for 4 years. How come they haven't been able to make the fight? Well, I mean, shit happens. You know what I mean? Like, maybe if Manny, if Marquez didn't catch Manny with the NyQuil, maybe that fight would have got made sooner, but he caught him with it, so it didn't. You know what I mean? I just, you know, put a little bit of why that fight took 5 years to marinate. You know what I mean? It wasn't just like for 5 years these guys stayed at the top of the division, you know, undefeated, beating everybody, and they just, you know, didn't fight. So, I mean, the longer that these two stay undefeated, you know, the more the chance, the sooner that they fight. Especially if they keep knocking people out the way they've been knocking people out. Well, at least in Wilder's case.
But do you see this fight?
Get some nice stoppages.
Are you positive that you get this fight in 2018? Or can't you see this not happen?
Actually, I don't see it happening in 2018. I bet Matt $100 it didn't happen in 2018. And I still believe that.
What fights you see Anthony Joshua fighting in 2018?
90 seconds.
Maybe that Fury fight, second fight. First fight, I'm sure he'll have some kind of mandatory. He'll have to, I mean, I don't know, the WBA, whoever, was that what Takum was, or was he the IBF?
Takum was the IBF. The WBA, they're fucking funny. How they gonna make AJ fight a mandatory, but not any other super champion? It's so weird, man.
No, Rigo had to.
60 seconds.
Rigo had to.
Yeah.
And Golovkin had to. But I was talking to Matt earlier about the WBA, man. They got me. I hope you get a hold of old Gilbert, though. give him the business for TBV, for the fans, you know?
That is the intention.
Didn't Eddie Hearn talk about it? He was going to have to satisfy the WBA mandatory after he took care of the IBF, like whenever he was talking before the, you know, was supposed to be the Pulev fight. Before then, Eddie Hearn was talking about, like, their three-fight plan or whatever. And it was, you know, take care of the IBF because that's the one they haven't taken care of yet.
10 seconds.
WBA, then it was going to be Wilder. So, you know, we'll see, I guess. But I don't know. I mean, plus, shit, I'd mandate the motherfucker, too, if I had to get 3% of that purse. You know, his purses are, you know, but they make special rules for the stars. But they still get a lot of money, regardless.
Yes, sir.
But that's all I got, man. Keep killing it. Hit the thumbs up, people. And I'm about to get in this chat, too. So, you UK guys, man, if you want to keep watching this show, you better straighten up.
All right, Bruce. Thanks for calling in. I actually want to, you know, just highlight something he said about those thumbs up. Man, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. We appreciate it. You know, we assume that having a lot of thumbs up is going to put this video in the eyes of many others and bring new, you know, boxing fans to the show. Remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel, because we do our flagship shows every Thursday and Sunday, where we, you know, do live predictions and take picks from everybody. Sunday is Crow Day. But if you subscribe, you'll know that we do numerous spontaneous shows. Let me head on out to our guy, Andre. What's going on, brother? Dre, you there? I think we missed him. Well, yeah. So I think we're going to wrap this one up, unless Dre calls back in. Because we're running out. Definitely hit that thumbs up button. Head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Remember, anyone already signed up to Patreon, if you upgrade to the $15 level, you'll get that Patreon-only shirt. I know you've seen me and Matt wearing it, and some of the other guys and some of the fighters. That is a Patreon-only. You can get that, you know, only for this Christmas, too. You know, there won't be any more. I pressed up about 100. It's a Cash Weezy line as well. Some of them are very special. They have a TBV podcast with the Lightning, the live Lightning Bolt on the right shoulder, I believe. So definitely exclusives. They're one-offs. You know, we won't be making those ever again. So if you want to get your hands on one, you can upgrade. And remember, you can always down back grade, you know, just get your shirt and then come back down next month to a tier that is better suited for you. But yes, I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And yeah, follow us at The Boxing Voice on all forms of social media. And we made it to 60,000. Next goal is 70K, and we're going to drop that Keith Thurman three-hour footage. So hopefully we get to that 70K. Maybe we could get to that. Wow, end of the year is difficult, right? I mean, I don't know. A couple of fights left. That's going to be hard. But we'll definitely let that out. That video is timeless, you know. All those topics are things that you want to hear about right now. So if you can't wait, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Sign up, buy us a cup of coffee, simple $3, and you'll be able to access that three-hour-long one-on-one sit-down with Keith Thurman and The Boxing Voice in the real comfort zone, you know, him just chilling. I mean, imagine 3 hours kicking it, bro. You definitely want to check that out. But there's other tiers, you know. You want to skip the line, don't forget, you can become a ringer. And or you could be like Bruce, you know, Bruce is in the chat. He can easily say, yo, bring me back, because he's a boomerang. But I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Peace.